looking after writing, it's an older mother. That's all very good. Sure. Let me say something.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're welcome to ask after you've said something. So that's very understandable. It's from Chinam and from Sochan and Seicher. That high for Gnei Bavli. So you could say that Tom never mother made this to look after it that much better and stop it from getting stolen. It's Shoyas high in points. I'm sure it's going to find him the most difficult. If you're honest, I can be a mazik for honest. Right? So why is the show called the mazik? That doesn't fit in so well with the category here. So, I'm not going to say, you have to say, when it talks about show in the Greiser, it means the show is chai for Gnei Bavin. Rather, honest is also chai for, but that doesn't come under the category of mazik. A show has to pay for Gnei Bavida, just like Yashim Soch has to pay for Gnei Bavida. And that liability falls under the category of Mazik.
Even according to Ramban,
Even according to?
says it on this.
Yeah.
So it's just the field that's not the Palamamazic.
Didn't do anything. It didn't do anything. Right? Ramban is saying that Ramban holds that all the sky for in is gone. That's when he did something, but in is gone. It's right. His mice hid. It didn't do anything. And when this happens, it's very hard to call it an Odom Hamazon. In fact, I didn't do Shmir. You could tell me it's a form of Odom Hamazon. Here I did do Shmir, and this happened. So it's very hard to start with. Just since there's not one thing. That the word Ashoyel here in the Raisa doesn't really fit in with Mazik. All the other ones, we can be Mechadish. In fact, he didn't do a Shmir, it's also a form of Mazik. But by Shoyel, he did do a Shmir, and it's happened. So you have to say, it says Ramachim, when it says Shoyel in the Raisa, it means Shoyel is higher for Kenevah Aveda. Just like Shemesh is, and that's what's included in the list here. So let's go there again. Tony Rashad. Shoycha also obviously Zikin, Shemechinam, there's four, now he's saying there's 13, it says four Mazikim of Adam. The Shemechinam, Shoyel, there's also Nezek. That's another one of Adam. If Adam is Mazik, he has to pay for Nezek. Then the Tsar, Ripui, Shevet, Burchis. So he said, also Tsar, Ripui, Shevet, Burchis, also form of Mazikin, since he damaged the guy needs a doctor, so he has to pay for the doctor, the Ripui, for the Tsar, on the Shevet, for the Burchis. So that makes it up to already eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, Burchis, it's nine. And another four of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shoy, Boy, Mabe, Hebe. There's another four of the Mishnah. Please, so I can get to 13. All right, good. That's the Mishnah. That's the price. So Shai tells you there's 13 obvious Nezikin. Let's see Rashi. Obvious. Obvious Kori, Rashi, you see where it is?
What was the thing we're asking?
Obvious. First word in the line is obvious. Obvious. Kori. Huh?
Possible.
Possibly.
It's from the Torah.
Yeah, that's what Rashi said, yeah.
Yeah.
Obvious Kori, the hand of the receiving the crop. Obvious is referring to those that are written in the Torah. The Pedro and Ruben on Tuesday, where does it say Soicha in the Torah? Shemechenam, it does. Yit in Ish. Then it says Shem Zav is the next parasha. And Shoel also. Where does it say in the Torah of the Pasuk of Soicha? So it does. We don't publish it, but we do. The whole Mishpatim read, which was last week. So it says here, Ki yitein ish o heiru kamo yusher yiseh o yusher yiseh. Well, the one before him. Ki yitein ish o heiru kesev yikedim lishmoy. That's the parasha to peg vav. So it's pecha beis posik vav. That's the one that Hashem echino. Then there's another one. Oh, that's Then there's Kiyish Arish Me'eyo, which is Shoyah, based possibly with Gimel. And then there's a possible in Ba'olav Imo Lo Yishalim, Im Socho Hu Bo, Im Sochi Hu Bo Bisforoi. So there Rashi says it's Seichel. So that's the possible in the Torah that refers to Shemus, to Seichel, somebody hiring an item. Im Sochi Hu, Im Sochi Hu Bo Bisforoi. Right? So there's a possible that tells me that Seichel is also Kayim for Pshia, or if it gets stolen. The shayla what's the din of a sofa? Is he like Shem Akin or like Shem Socha? It's a shayla in the Gemara. Okay. So that's 13. Vid the Gemara, the Tana did not back to, oh no, we got Rashi, sorry, we're in the middle of Rashi. Shem Akin, no? Shem Akin, says Rashi, this is a good Rashi for anyone who starts off learning the option. We all pass that, but it's a good Rashi anyway. Rashi just sums up the halachas of the various shomerim. Says Rashi, Shemir Chinam Chayev B'Pshir. Shemir Chinam is obligated, liable for negligence. V'Shoel Chayev Afilu Ba'Intzim. And Shoel Chayev even for Intzim. So we have the two extremes. And Shemir Chinam is Chayev for everything. He's bought for everything apart from Shir. And you have a Shoel Chayev for everything, even Intzim. And if it's Seicha, and Noisy Soho, Seicha is somebody who hires a car. Noisy Soho is a Shoyme Soho. Chayovim, Begneba, Babede. They're Chayev, something in between. Gneba, Babede, Hoshim Shia, certainly Shia. We're called Psimi, they're all written in the Torah. Gedetoni, Bepega, Shoyme, Babetia. Like it says in the 8th Peg of Babetia, Pega, Shoyme. Parsha Rishayna, Nehma B'Shemichino. The first parsha was referring to Shemichino. Shriya B'Shem Socho, Shriya B'Shoya. Helgot, Ovis, Neil, the old Ovis. The Kamon Boi, my new Tolis. All Ovis means it's Tolis. What are the Tolis? I think most can ask them up here. Not it. Towards the end of the Omid. What's the Tolis of these Shemichino, Shem Socho, these Socho, Sikh? Then there was a man,
yeah?
Do you ask, have to have a Torah? Yeah. Gemara started otherwise, that way. Otherwise, no, it was a Torah. Gemara asked me, the Torah
is
obvious, and I can't look at Torah. First question that Gemara asked him on the camp. Mm. Like that. Says Rashi, Nezek. Rashi Nezek, ha chelu chaveri, neisim lo somebody who injures his friend, he pays Nezek. How much is Nezek? Mashu shove achshov. What he worth now, pochos mimitzchila. We make a difference between how much he was worth and how much he is worth, and that's how much you pay for nezek.
Isn't it the opposite in the Russian?
Mashu, what do you mean? Mashu shava achshov. What's he worth now,
which is much less.
Pochos mimitzchila. What's he worth now less than he was worth.
Okay, and then I guess the pochos, I wouldn't have it the other way around, but.
Tzar, oim din, what tzar? Oim din, kama odom, roitze, oim ed yodo, ilik kot seitz. How much, you estimate, how much a person who his hand is already been, it's been a psak din, his hand has to be chopped off, or whatever it is, the doctor says he's got a sickness, you have to chop off his hand for it. And the person has a choice either to get it chopped off by the day cherev with a sword, which is obviously very, very painful. So how much, kama odom, how much a person, her own midyod elixirs, whose hand has already been ridden off to be cut off by the day cherev, how much is roit selitin, how much would you want to give kidei she's katzit loy alidisam, so that they will cut the hand off using some type of, what's it called? Anesthesic. Anesthesia or something. Right? The less it's out, kule hard. He doesn't have that much pain with anesthesia when having under anesthetic. So Rashi says that when we measure tzar, we measure it based on a person who anyway has his hand cut off. He's going to have his hand cut off. Because obviously somebody who doesn't need his hand cut off, if you ask him how much would you be willing to pay to go through this pain, so you're nothing, you're a charge of fault. Why should I go through any pain? Right? If somebody anyway has to go through the pain, and now he's got option to somehow pay money to get the pain lessened, that is the amount of sorrow that person who injures somebody has to pay for the tzar. That's the true value of the tzar. Obviously, somebody who doesn't need to go through the pain will charge more, because why should he go through the pain? That's not the real price. That's the price that's being blown up, because why should I go through the pain? But somebody who has to go through the pain and is willing to pay a certain amount to get the pain lessened, so that is the price of pain, and that's how much you have to pay. Rashi's mashma here that even with the anesthetic, there's still some type of pain, right?
So you're not going to fully compensate.
There's Shash and Mo'er that elsewhere Rashi says there's no pain in club with someone. That's the Shash and the.
How do you
find
that?
They had some type of some poison which dulled the pain.
No pain. I don't know. Where is Rob see that it says some pain?
You tell me.
I mean, lazily tell it pulling high, it doesn't have any. I don't know where it's at.
Pulling high means not that much. That's a translation for the high.
How would that actually be evaluated? Because somebody, I mean, I hear what's been said, but obviously someone who has more money is going to pay more than someone who doesn't have money. And so, but the pain is still the same.
Obviously, somebody who doesn't have the money won't pay for it.
Well, obviously, there's a circumstance, but you know, so he should suffer more because of that. It doesn't take
money. I think this guy would depend on how much money he has. But you work out how much it grows, how much do you work out, but people can afford it. How much would they pay? That's the amount that would have been. Obviously, somebody doesn't have it. How much a loaf of bread? If I don't have the money, I can't buy the loaf of bread. Okay, but we still know how much a loaf of bread is if you look at people who can buy it.
Oh, okay, fine.
Right, so that's Rosh Hashem, he says in Daf Pei Hei, Rashi said, Ein Shom Tzar Klal. So it's our own Rashi, Stier Rashi, whether the son gets rid of the Tzar completely or not. Ripui Sheves Boishes. Kuru Yalit Mikroi. Why is Rashi telling us he can learn it from the Pesukim?
Omis.
So he tells us it's an Omis, right? Bebeg HaChigol. Hakim Dech Sibi. Obviously, since it's written, they're all considered obvious. Very good. Ad kam the Gemara. So the Gemara brings down Abishaya, who says there's 13 obvious, which are the four of the Mishnah plus another nine. What are the four of the Mishnah? What's the four of the Mishnah? Shoyim, Abeve, and another nine of all the Shoyimim and all the Mazikim of all.
I have a question. I don't know whether or not it's about the question or not. About these last four,
mm-hmm.
And actually five, including the Zikim too. And what they're an av for the consequences of a person's action, but they're not really an av of creating liability for the person's action.
Why not?
I mean,
what's your question?
I understand if somebody was pushed. And as a consequence of the shit, then they have to pay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the first step is whether or not a person's liable or not. Mm-hmm. Then you have the next step of how much, you know, what's the liability, but how much they have to pay. And these last ones don't say anything about what makes them liable, does it? I mean,
a person injures somebody else.
Yeah, but for
so
what?
So he's liable
what
for these five things.
No, but for what action? I mean, the first
action he did.
But it's dependent, these five are dependent on somebody being poshe or somebody doing something.
You know these five are? All the mamas. A person hurt another person. All the mamas. That's the action he does. And it's five for Nezek, you understand that? That's
yeah.
Makes sense to be an Av. Obviously Zikin, to pay for Nezek, obviously Zikin.
Okay, but so.
And then besides being paid for Nezek, for that. Act that he did. Let's say he slapped something across the face and scratched him by doing so. He has to pay for the Nezek, he has to pay for the Tsar because of the act that he did, slapping across the face. And Tsar, we put Shev's witness, but he's not just to pay for the Tsar and the Ripu and the bitches.
I think it's a similar question. I'm not sure.
I'll tell you, I don't answer the question. What's the similar question?
He's saying the punishments.
They're not punishments. Why is that punishment? Why is it
punishments? Why is it for the payments?
These are payments for an egg.
Payments.
That is what happened. What is the opposite to
giving? Poor is not gay. Poor is dangerous. Well, it's just dangerous.
So all the mamazik is dangerous.
It's not dangerous. Which boy is worth
punishment? No. All these things in the Mishnah of Obis and Zikin is the chiyuv to pay for something that happened. It's not that boy, it's a chiv to pay for boy. Shalim yishalim, it's a chiv to pay for the act that you did. It's a chiv to pay for my shori, what my shori did.
But this is
and a chiv to pay for my ish did. And a chiv to pay what I did. And a chiv to pay what Adam did. And Adam, if he hits on the head to pay for nezek, tzar, people, shevet, boys, they all can fall on the categories of liability to pay because of the mazik that you did. Right? Okay, good. Right, I guess it's a good or short said because it's a good point to bring out, but obviously I'm referring to liability to be. Yeah, right, good.
What is
it? Yeah, because if you add up another four, so that already 90 said it's 13.
So I thought the price itself is for the dollars.
Yeah, okay.
Is it coming to anything?
Well, very often does it. If you add four, doesn't say one to do, but rather adds more than it sums up the number.
There's the original price, in the language I have to admit. It's more of a sign. The language of the price that we mentioned before the Mishnah?
Yeah. No.
So here it says,
I mean, does the original price say Arba de Masnissen?
Yeah.
Probably not. Probably says Shoibo Babehev. Yeah, probably that. Pieces. Let's just check. Pieces. I don't have the original price, like, no, that doesn't bring it. Okay, fine. Something more about Vitana Didon. Back to our Gemara. The first word on the line is the Masnissen. Vitana Didon, our Tana of the Mishnah. My time, Loitoni, honey. My time, why? Loitoni, honey. Did not list these other nine. Why didn't he bring down the din of Shema Chinam Shema Socho and Nezik Tzari for Shema's voices? Says, well, Bishnah, I'm going to Shmuel, according to Shmuel, it's all good. Benizke Imamay no Kamayi, Benizke Gufoy lo Kamayi, Benizke Imamay, that after the Shmuel says that Mishnah on the Abdalid, on the base, is only bringing things that are to do with my money at the end. These came out, monetary things that cause damage. For instance, show is my money that caused damage. Even boy is treated as my money. My ish, my share, my rabbit, it's my money that caused damage. That's the mission. The mission is not focusing on Odom Amalek. Where's Odom going to be mentioned? That's later on. So the mission is focusing on Momin Amalek. Niski Momin Kamayi. So therefore, it makes sense why not doesn't bring down also the four Shomrim or the five Tashlumim of Adam Amazik. Because we're not focusing on Adam Bechlal. Ela L'Rav, Nisni, Bekun T'Rav, why is he not bring down in the Mishnah, our Mishnah base, why did he not bring down all 13? Rav holds Mave is Adam. So the Mishnah is talking about Adam Amazik. So why did he not bring down all these 13? Tono answers the Gemara, Tono, Odom, Vecholmili, the Odom. That's not Akasha. It says Mave. Mave means everything. Tono, Odom, Vecholmili, the Odom. Odom and everything involved. Everything. Tono, Odom, Vecholmili, the Odom.
Like the flow. It says, right? And above, that's question again.
And a rab listening.
Listening.
According to Rab, you should list all of them. Should learn them. On that, the Gemara answers, Tana Adam, Bechol Melida Adam. Gemara answers, Adam, the Mishnah said Adam, Tana Adam, the Mishnah said Adam, Bechol Melida Adam. And that includes all things to do with Adam. So it's an olam, it's like show. It includes all things of show, shen, regal, keren. So to Adam includes all things of Adam. So it's not kasha, why does he not bring down 13? So, he did, he said it all, summed up all in one word, Adam.
So in other words, all the categories of rice are included.
In those four words, we included everything, right? We included all types of shows, that's in show, and all types of Adam in Adam.
So all the Adams, you have to count each one separately than Adam.
Meaning,
that kind of is an
Adam.
Well,
it is.
Adam. We count Adam in one half.
Which includes everything in Adam. Like Shoy includes three obis, which is Keren, Shen, and Regal. But the Mishnah sums it up with one word, Shoy. So too with Adam, it includes also Shoyrim and also Adam is the main title for all the Toldos, not Toldos, all the sub categories underneath.
So Adam and underneath Adam, you've got enough. So it's just the.
What do we mean by Adam?
Avos is four main categories.
So there's Avos and Avos.
That question is a question right from the beginning when he said show, but whole million to show. Then already had that question. For Avos, there's really seven because, or six, because show is three. Yeah. And in Akhari, yeah, we're saying there's four main categories mentioned in the Torah. There's things talking about show, and it's things talking about Bo and Mabe and Bo and Nesh. There's things that I was talking about there. And then in each one, there could be other obvious which the Torah spoke about. Yeah, not one.
Toldos are not like
this, but they're in the Torah. Right, Toldos are written in the Torah. Great thing in my Akashi. Ode See where it is? Ode Rishaye?
Yeah.
Ask the Gemara, Ode Rishaye. Nami, to Rabbi Shaya as well, we have this question. Partona le Odom. Rabbi Shaya himself learned Odom. They already said in the Brisa Odom. So why is he saying other types of Odom? It says Odom already. What does it mean?
Referring to the verse.
In the four that he says,
includes
Odom. So you're repeating Odom twice. You've got Odom. And then you've got Nezek, Tzar, Ibrahim, Shevet, Moshes, all the Shoyrim. So what's the first Adam?
Where do you see Adam?
Well, he said the four of the Mishnah.
He says, okay.
And what are the four of the Mishnah? Adam, my name is Adam, I'm from Jerab. So it says Adam already. So you're repeating yourself. Say Adam, and what's that Adam? Must be everything. So why are you saying everything? What is that? What is that Adam?
Wouldn't the simple answer be just spelling out what Adam represents?
No, it says the 13 obvious in Zikin.
So it's really a shayla and Rav. This is a good question about
Rav. Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rav has to be in this right side of Misha. Levishai and Ami, Otone Le Adam. So he answers like this. Tre Gavni Adam. There's two types of Adam. There's Tana Adam, the Azik Adam. There's Adam, the Tana writes one time Adam, that's Mazik Adam. The Tana Adam, the Azik Shoyim. It lists Adam twice, yes. You know why? One to referring to Adam, that's Azik Adam, that's Nezik Tarif, Shevis Boishes. And the Mishnah was talking about Adam, the Azik Shoyim. So you have Adam of the Mishnah, that's the four. There's Adam Mabez Adam, that's Adam Nazik Shoy. And then you have Nezek, Tsar, Ripu, Shevet, Boches, which is Adam Nazik Adam. That's the Gemara's cash up. The Gemara asked. Yeah, I mean the four Shoyim. I'm not necessarily all the Gemara asked the cash. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, the Gemara, you understand? I think the Gemara, so how do you understand at that stage Why should we say Odom? Why do we should we bring Odom twice? Odom Dazik, Odom, Odom Dazik Shoya. So how do you understand it?
Because there are halachas.
But if we already understand there's different halachas, then the next question of the Gemara is really doesn't make sense. If the reason why we know we say Odom Dazik Odom and Odom Dazik Shoya is because Odom Dazik Odom has got seven halachas. Of Nezik Tzari B'Shevet B'Shevet and Odom Nazik Shoy doesn't. So what's the next question of the Gemara? V'listi Shoy, listi Trey Gamin Shoy. Well, also say two halachas of two types of Shoy. Why? The new two halachas, right? So you have to say, the Gemara at this stage didn't understand it. Understood. Odom, the Azik Odom, is called Choyve. Choyve. That's what it is. It's called Choyve. And Odom Dazik Shoy is called Mark. There's two different activities here. One's called Choyvel, it's got its name Choyvel, and one's got a name called Mark. If a Shoy damages, or Odom, if an Odom damages the Shoy, Momin Amazi, he's damaged that Momin, so he has to pay for the damage. The person injures his friend, that's really a different category. That's called Choyvel. It's not called being Mazik his friend, it's called being Choyvel his friend. As we know, a person doesn't really have a value. So it's a way to work out the value. It's a different type of activity. It's an activity called Choyver. Okay, so then we understand the next question of the Gemara. Ah, so you say you want to put in Choyver and you want to put in Mazik. So by Shoy, you can have the same thing. Shoy that's Mazik and Odom, he's been Choyver in the person. And then Shoy, the Azik Shoy, has been Mazik of Shoy. So you could have put also in Shoy two categories.
Well, we don't see Chovel by Shoy. There's no such concept as Chovel.
Chovel just means that what he did was he didn't cause directly a monetary loss. He just injured a person. You injure a person and you damage an animal. That's what it is. You injure a person and you damage an animal. Why don't we say you injured the animal? Because by animal, is what it is value. So you damaged it. That's what you did. You made its value less. By Odom, you say you caused him an injury. Why do you say you caused him an injury? Why don't you say you damaged the place? Because it's not really damaged. You're not ever to be sold. You injured him. Now we have to work out how much you have to pay. We'll evaluate it based on an ebit. But what the act was an act of injury. So who had him by a show? A show injures a person and he damages an animal. So that could be, we understand, like Ma'as, also by Shoy, two categories. A Shoy Dazik Shoy, and a Shoy Dazik Odom.
I have two questions. One is, how do you spell
what's
it called?
Choyver. Ches Vov Beis Lamed. If you want to look, you see in the eighth pair of the camera, it's got on every single page for you.
Which is dangerous.
A Choyver Bechaber. Don't say a Musk Bechaber. But it's a different type of act. It's an act of an injury. Somebody injures his friend.
Even if
he does it
accidentally?
Yeah. You have to pay for that. Okay. We will evaluate the damage done by comparing you to an event. But permit the activity was an activity of injury.
Okay. Do we see a short Shokovel as Odom?
No, never, because no enough men are lost. But the activity done is that the activity is Shoy is being Choyvel, the person.
So how did I let Rav add the question? Obishyal is twice Adam. What is his purpose and why the different
towns? It's a different activity. One's called a Choyvel, different type of Av. One's a Choyvel and one's a Mazik.
Okay, but
Amish,
what's
enough? I mean,
our Mishnah doesn't
separate.
Yeah, our
Mishnah just
is four. Why
wouldn't it separate? That's not such a gash. The Mishnah wanted to list it as four, and the Rishai wanted to list it as 13. The Vakasha, one wanted to delineate more than the other. That's fine. The problem was they say the same thing twice. There's much in saying the Mishnah Odom, so everything in Odom is already included in the Rishai is there. So he's saying Odom twice. Saying Odom, and then Nezek, Tsari, Pushevet, Bishes, Abba Shemim, all those are Odom. So what was the first Odom? That's what I want to say. Odom of the Mishnah is Odom Mazik, and Odom of the Brayah of Rebbe Shai's additional nine is Odom Achrei.
So, and one more question I have for the other one. Didn't we say Rashi said with regard to sleeping? We end up saying that Mishnah is sleeping. That's Kovel Adam, because they were fighting in the bed. Rashi said they were sleeping next to each other.
Could have had Canaan next door.
She specifically mentioned a physical obligation between people.
Rashi said the physical function of people was Rashi said, huh?
Rashi?
Is Rashi talking about sleeping?
Exactly.
No. Well, then maybe don't ask questions that you made up.
It's true, it's true.
Rashi says Caden. Second last line, Rashi says Caden. Dalad on the Aleph. Second last line of Rashi. Dalad on the Aleph, Rashi says Caden.
Really?
Dalad on the Aleph, second last line. You did, you read it up.
Okay.
So I have two questions and you interrupted it. Sure, yeah, what's the second question?
The second question is that we do see by Shor, though, that if he kills a person, then he has to pay kofa. So there's a difference between, there's a difference. I mean, that, it's not just blindly saying, oh, it's an ethic and then.
Okay, so, that's a good question. Yeah. We have to wait for them to sort it out. Yeah, that's his question. What happened to kofa of. We asked the same question yesterday.
Okay.
We'll come to it. No, it's to me. It's a good question. Okay, so. So that's the Gemara's catchment. So now you're telling me there's two types of Adam. There's an Adam Achoybeil and Adam Amazik. Listen, Trey, Gavin, Shoy, Ihochi. And now the first word of the line is Adam. In the middle of the Omid. Ihochi. If so, that you want to delineate two types of Adam. Shoy Nami, Lisni, by Shoy also it should learn, it should delineate Trey Gavni Shoy, two types of Shoy. Lisni Shoy Dazik Shoy, you should say a Shoy Dazik Shoy, you should say Shoy Amadik. When Lisni Shoy Dazik Odom, it should also say a case of Achoyvel, it should say a Shoy that injures a person. Why don't we talk about two types of Shvorim? If you're ready, you're Rabbi Shaya. You're bringing in the brides of two types of Adam, an Adam Achoybel and Adam Amazik. So you should have said also two types of Shvorim, a Shoy Achoybel, a Shoy Amazik.
What is the point using the Kosovo for that?
Yeah, that's what I want to explain what the Gemara's question. You were saying that the question was, The reason why it said two types of Odom was because of different halachas. If so, then that next question doesn't make sense. So that's why I'm explaining that the question was, I understood you wanted to say two types of Odom because one's Odom HaChoyvel and one's an Odom HaMazik. So if so, by Shoy, you can also have the same two types. You know, Shoy HaChoyvel and Shoy HaMazik.
Can you start with
another question? No, don't know, because I want to read them. It's okay. This is Jay Gavin Shaw. Enter the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Hi, Mai. No. Hi, Mai. What's this? You misunderstood me. It's not I want to say Chayvel and Mazik. I'm one of these two types. I want to say Chayvel and Mazik because they're different halachas. Hi, Mai. The reason. What's this? Bishleima Odom the Azik Shoy. I can understand all very well. Odom the Azik Shoy, Odom the injures the Shoy. That's Nezik, Rudim Shah. That's called Odom Amazik. He pays Mazik, he pays Nezik. And also Odom the Azik Odom. But when it comes to Choyvel, Mishanim Avodvar, Odom the injures a person, he pays four things. So you see that there's a difference between the activity of a Choyvel and activity of a Mazik. But you want to list two types of shoy. But from Ela shoy, but shoy regarding shoy, Mali shoy, the Azik shoy, Mali shoy, the Azik Odom. What's the difference, Mali? What's the difference between a shoy, the Azik shoy? And Mali Shoy the Azik Odom, what's the difference in Aloha between a Shoy that injures a person or Shoy that injures the Shoy? There's no difference in Aloha between them. Therefore, I'm not going to delineate it. So I'm to say two categories One's a choyvel, I want a mazik. There's no difference in halacha. So Marina just write shor. Shor means shor that injured. Injures the person, injures an animal, doesn't make a difference. Shor is damaged. Idi v'idi, there's no difference between a shor that injures a shor and a shor that injures a person. Idi v'idi, both of them, this and this means both of them, nezek hu d'mishare, only pays nezek. Beautiful, says Gemara. So now we understand the Rishaya. The Rishaya brought down only halakas, where there's a practical halachic ramification between them. So he listed 13 of his Azikin, mentions Adam twice. This is a practical difference between an Adam, the Azik, Adam, and an Adam, the Azik show. An Adam has the Adam. Has to pay 5 because it's a chayvel. Old learning show only pays one type of nezek called nezek. But show, I'm not going to tell you all the different types of show because in the end of the day, it's one din. The din of the show is you pay nezek. So that's all I'm going to say show. There's a show that's a chayvel and a show that's a mazik, but they're the same din. So I put that all under show. It's all show. So the reason why Ashaya listed Odom twice, but didn't list Shoy twice, because the Odom is different halakhic ramifications if it's an Odom that injured a person or an Odom that injured an animal.
And then sure, isn't there also a difference about it if it's carrying, which is starts being a time?
Yeah, that in any way, we're saying Shoy means all types of Shoy. We're saying Shen Rega, it's included. We're not going into the practical halach nafkaminis of in Rishisarabim or Shasir, there's a prote in the small print in the mazik. The mazik world is hired to pay, right? By Odom, there's 5 liabilities to pay. I show there's one liability, nezek. Now, what's the din of the nezek? What's this fine print? That the price here is not listing the klal. Otherwise, because we said Shen and Regal, and could have said Karen, like you're saying, there's lots of small fine print. What's the difference? But that he's not doing. Just saying there's 5 nezikim. Now go and learn. You'll learn the nezikim, what the dinim of the nezikim are. What's the fine print? That's for you to learn in your own time. But that's in the list in the price is only saying the list of the mazik. It's a mazik. It's a mazik. What's a liability? You have to pay for the damage. Sometimes you're right, you don't pay chatzin nezik. Sometimes you pay nezik sorin. Sometimes you're paying a shisarabim, sometimes you're paying a shisayachid. Those are the fine print in the din and the protealops. Very good. Bye. Great, the Gemara. Any Rashi? Rashi. El Alarab. No, call Hanok. Call Hanok to Bishai. Call Hanok to Bishai. You see what this Rashi is? No Dibba Maslam. First word on the line of Rashi is Obisin.
Okay.
Rabbi Benjamin, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Obisin. First word on the line is Obisin. Says Rashi, called Hanok to Bishai, who Atzmoy Mazik. All these cases of Abishaya, all the halachos of Abishaya, who atzmoy mazik, he himself damaged. Da'alav da'ad shoyrim, heim atzmom heziku. By the 4 shoyrim, heim atzmom heziku. They themselves damaged. People. The person himself, the shame himself damaged.
Even though he didn't.
What did he do? Hoyil b'leishomu kiro'uyu. Since he didn't look after it very well. Says Rashi, this is a tremendous chiddush in a Rashi, which it's in the Gemara, it's not just Rashi. Our b'shemim is called Odom HaMazik. It's Odom HaMazik. It's not the fact that I didn't do a shmira. It's Odom HaMazik. It's me. The fact that I didn't guard it is a way of damaging the item. It's an Odom HaMazik. It's a way of damaging the item. This is all Shmuel speaking. And Nizokim da'azik gufoy, And he's talking that he himself damaged Loi Kamari Masisin. The mission is not talking about. Come to Shmuel. The mission is talking about Kamarin Hamazik.
This
is Shmuel. Shmuel take on a mission.
Oh.
Yeah? Because the Shmuel, the Mishnah that said four, why the Mishnah say four? Because the Mishnah is saying things which are Mamin Hamazik. Why do you not bring the additional things that Rishai said? Because all those are Adam Hamazik. Adam Hamazik, why is Adam Hamazik? Shoyim, why is Adam Hamazik? Yes. You didn't look after it. You actually considered that you damaged the item. Why have a show? Why am I paying for money? For my money, the damages. So you're saying two different things. Well, maybe you're not. If the thing is because you failure to watch it, so then it's the same thing as Shoina. What exactly is the better? And Shmuel is saying that I'm saying the Mishnah show by Mother Heaven, not saying Shemachinon Shemisachol, because Shemachinon Shemisachol is the eye actively damaged it. Why doesn't look after it? And my show, that's Mom in Amazon, that's not you. That's not all the Mahat. And if the reason why you had to pay for show is because you didn't look after your show, then it's also all the Mahat.
Right? But one
what's the difference between Shemachinon and show? Why show it brought down the mission of Shemachinon? What's the difference between?
Well, Shmira and it's your mom.
So why are you chayv for Mom in Amazon? Why are you chayv for your money that damages? There's a question which we asked. Without the taste is the Masaluri Akeh, remember? Why are you crying for when your animal damages? Why? What's the reason? Is it because you didn't look after it?
Or is it
because your money is an extension of you?
And Shmuel holds that this is an extension of you.
Shmuel holds this Rashi, seems the same at first. And Shmuel holds that the money is an extension of. It's not the reason why I'm crying for Shuri, because I didn't look after my Shuri, but because it's an extension of me. I'm chai for what I do, I'm chai for what my animal does, my money does, I'm chai. Shimmer, that's a them. The wider chai. It's a moment amazing, right? It's a moment amazing. It's a moment amazing. It's not because I didn't look after it. It's because I didn't look after it. Then it's other amazing. It's other amazing. It's not a moment amazing. I didn't look after it. That's why I'm chai. That's enough. I'm not chai because I didn't look after it. I'm chai because my money did it. My money did have time to pay. Why am I trying to pay for what my money did? Yes. Just like you're trying to pay for what you do, you're trying to pay for what your money does. So why are you positive you did a shmir?
You did a good shmir. You did what you're supposed to do.
And that's the reason why I'm trying to pay for what my money
it's
did.
Different.
So why am I positive on that if I did a shmir? If I'm trying because my money did something. So why if I gathered that my potter? Visually made the chiv to pay because I didn't look after it. So then if I did look after it, I don't need to pay. But if the chiv is not nothing to do because I didn't look after it, the reason why I'm chayv to pay is because my money damaged. So why if I looked after it, am I potter? Says Yeshua, oinus, Torah let you off. Since you're oinus, you looked after it, the Torah says, although your money damaged, you don't need to pay. When your money, when your show damages. Show is like, yeah. No, if you looked after your show. I couldn't just say the deal. But now the fun of your own. Beyonce with Zico, Otto. Right? All those years ago when we started learning together. I said, can you say the deal? You're part. So why are you part of? Ah, your money damaged. Answer is because you're anus. That's what you have to say. So Bishai, according to Shmuel, Bishai listed in the Mishnah things that has nothing to do with the person, only to do with the money of the person. He didn't bring down Shemachinam Shemesorah, because that's got to do with Olam Hamas. Why? Because he should have looked after it and he didn't. That's Olam Hamas. But by Shoy, the reason why you're Chayev is not because you should have looked after it, but rather because your money didn't. The reason why you're potter is because the Torah let you off if you don't go after. The reason why I'm chayiv is not because of me. The reason why I'm chayiv is because my money damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Unfortunately, Rashi did. Rashi says that call Hanuk to Bishaya, there's additional nine of a Bishaya. Who? Atzmai Mazik. he himself, the Adam, damaged. Why? Hoyel veloy, these four shemim, hey, atzmom hezikim. These are the shemim, they themselves were the mazikim. Hoyel veloy shomu kiroi. Since they didn't look after it like they should have done, it's considered Adam on mazik. And the nizokim, where the person himself is damaging, the Mishnah is not talking about. The Mishnah is not talking about a hezek. It's due to the fact the person didn't look after it. The Mishnah is talking about things which are chiyuvim because it's my money. It's my money. It's my shoy that damaged. It's my money. Why am I chayv to pay? Not because I didn't look after my shoy. Because my money. That's why I'm chayv to pay. My shoy that goes. My shoy eats. Or my shoy treads on something. Or my bone causes an injury, or my age burns down something, and all of these things. The reason why I'm chayv to pay is because it's either my money itself or considered my money. I'm chayv to pay because my money damaged. That's the whole chiyuv.
The chiyuv pieces didn't look after it.
That's right.
Meaning again, he was walking with the shul in the public domain, and the shul waited for it.
Right.
So he wasn't really looking properly.
He didn't look after it.
And that's my
title. Why is he chayv? Not because he didn't look after it. His title is a historical Rashi. What do you mean, how do I know? I'm telling you, Rashi. Rashi says it. That's what Rashi said. He says, show me. That's all the mamazik, because he didn't look after it. Rashi, and the Mishnah is talking about things that's nothing to do with the Adam. Why not? I didn't look after his show. Answer is, Rashi's saying it as black as white as you can get. The Rashi is saying that the Mishnah is not talking about chiyuvim, liabilities that come because of the Adam. The Mishnah is talking about liabilities that come because of his money. It's true, if you would have looked after it, you would have been potter. But the reason for chiyuvim or paying is because, not because I didn't look after it. The reason why I have to pay is because my money damaged. I'm chayv to pay for what my money does. Mm-hmm. For Rashi, that's these type of Rashi's that you have to put in your belt and pull out one day when you meet a boy learning in yeshiva. You ask them, "Oh no, why are you cutting the public carrier? Why are you cutting if your money damages?" So they'll all know this rate. So yeah, but what about the Rashi? They've done it on the base. Rashi done it on the base. The push. Now the reason why you have to pay for your money that damages is because it's your money that damages. Not because you didn't look after it. The reason why you have to pay is because it's your money that damaged it. Not Adam HaMazik. It's your money that damages. That's all the Torah will let you off paying if you did look after it. But if you didn't look after it, the reason why you have it is not because you didn't look after it. The reason why you're chayv is because your money damaged. We see that in Shmuel. But no reason why Rav should argue on this point. We see it in Shmuel. The Mishnah is talking about Nizke Memoinoi and not Nizke Gufoi. The Shah is talking about Nizke Gufoi. Shemechinom is a Nizke Gufoi. Why? He didn't look after it. And the Mishnah, that's Nizke Memoinoi. The reason why he's chayv is not because he didn't look after it. These are my side of this item damaged.
How do we know that Kedesh was shown there? It's not a tibet.
I know. Would I have made up this Kedesh? No. But the Gemara does. That's what the Gemara is saying. It could be Shem and Kondrebe Shai, Kondishmuel, Nizke, Momoin, Kamai, Nizke, Gufoi, Loi, Kamai. So he's saying clearly that the Mishnah is not talking about Nizke Gufoi. That's why it didn't bring down Shemechinom, Shemesocho. Nizke Gufoi? What do you mean Nizke Gufoi? Why is Nizke Gufoi and Shemechinom, Shemesocho? He didn't damage, he just didn't look after it. Exactly like Shoy. So you see in the Gemara, no, there's a big difference between Shemechinom, Shemesocho. When there the chiyuv is because you didn't look after it, like Rashi explains, it's considered he damaged it because he didn't look after it. To show you, and boy, and mav and heaven, there the chiyuv is not because you didn't look after it. There the chiyuv is because it's your money.
I'm not sure if I'm going to help or confuse them.
So don't say that. Okay. No, what is very helpful? Don't say something might confuse.
It might be helpful.
No, no. So my after suffering, suffering of cooling. One thing I wanted to point out something in logic.
Yes.
This makes a lot of sense. What we just now said in logic makes a lot of sense. Shemachinam, I'm chayev because I accepted responsibility. That's why I'm chayev. Not my item at all. The reason why I am chayev is that I accepted responsibility. Shemesocha, misesocha. So all of those achirim is that I accepted responsibility. So it's something to do with me. By moment, by show, I didn't accept responsibility of my show. Nobody appointed me the shoma of my show.
Huh?
I didn't accept responsibility. I never stood up and said I'm accepting any responsibility. It happens to be my show. That's all. So that, so then, what's the yeah. Why am I chayiv? I'll say they're chayiv because
sure.
You're money. I'm saying in logic, I make it. I know it's responsibility. I never stood up to accept responsibility for my show. For my show. So why am I chayiv for show? This logic makes some sense because it's money. There's an identity of your money doing it. Whether accepted the responsibility, you did not accept responsibility. It makes no sense. No, no difference. There's if you damage and your money damages, you're chayiv to pay for your problem debt. So if I did look after it, then I won't need to pay. Why? Oinus. So yeah. Then they said you can't be chayiv for something. Oinus. Okay, David. Now over to you. What would you like to confuse us about?
No,
we're basically finished.
Somebody's a
Somebody's a shame.
He's watching somebody's watching for his vase. The third party comes into the house and knocks over the vase.
Uh-huh.
So who's responsible? I mean, he's saying he's a shmir mechina. It's like the shmir is on him.
Right. If he was bishay, he's trying to pay.
And the third guy who actually knocked over the.
He's also trying to pay.
Is he not? He is. His number to be there.
And to who?
To the. Who would you go to? Oh, Stomach goes to the owner of the vase, and they would divide up the. Top. Hilchas Rishon Mishpat is. Yeah, it's a good hour you're asking. Every time you have a Shemachin, you have an Odom HaMazik, and he was Bishen, Odom HaMazik. So the mind said, anyway, the Odom HaMazik is going to pay. So the owner of the vase is not losing out anything. So maybe the Shemachin wouldn't need to pay. Because at the end of the day, the owner of the vase got his money back.
He's the Odom
HaMazik. So it's a good hour. I don't know the answer to that. You have to speak to Dain Sorrow. A very good, interesting show. Fine. All right, so that's that. So that's where we're holding in Rabbi Shaya. Then the Gemara carried on. Rashi. Since the Mishnatan, or the Mari. The Tana of Amisha spoke about Odom. Listen, Yehani, why does he not bring down all the other cases of Odom?
Can you translate that slowly?
Omar, Mabez Odom, who says that Mabez Odom, Poyel Umari Tana de Masisin, since the Tana of the Mishnah is speaking about Odom. Listen, Yali, why does he not say the other cases of Odom? We should say these. Yeah. Since, let's see, we can't, in English, you don't read it the way it's written. Since the Tana of the Mishnah spoke about Odom, Mari is talking.
Yeah, the word,
I would expect the word Bottom to be in this phrase. He did, the word before. And then Abdom, Odom, the Mabe is Odom. So since, or Mari Tana of the season, since the Mishnah's referring to it, talking about it, Nisyan, he say the other cases of Odom as well. Answers the Gemara, Tana Odom, says in the Mishnah, Odom, Mave, that's Mave, Odom in the Mishnah, the Masisin, Mave, the Masisin is Odom, and all dinim of Odom. Then the Gemara said, that in the Maisa says twice Odom in the Braisa of Mishaya. So he said, Tono Odom da Azik Shari, Keloi Ba Nizki Momo. Niski Mamain. Also die hat dann aber Niski Mamain. Niski Mamain hat die translated.
Damage Devils in property.
To property. Yeah, damage to property, not damage by property. Damage to property. Adam does it shows that is a person damages another person's property. Why is the Mishnah? How do I know the Mishnah is talking about Adam the Azik Momoin? Mabe Dumye the boy. Because Mabe in the Mishnah is comparable to boy. It's put together with boy. The boy is not referring to Odom that gets damaged. It's Terahwana Patri the Gami. The Torah said that if a person falls into a pit, the Balabai doesn't need to pay. It's exempt completely. So the male boy is not including Odom. So just like boy is not being the Odom, Mav is also not referring to damage done to an Odom. One second. For Odom, the Azik Shoy, if it's Sidrashi, where's the Pasuk in Av that talks about Odom that's Mazik Shoy? If it's the Koyle Av, where's it written in the Torah that should have the status of an Av? Tichsiv, it does say it. Tichsiv. So there is an av called Odo the Azik. Odo Momoi. That's Odo. That's Ki Maki Nefesh Behemo Yishalmeno. So Mamela, Mabe is Odo. What type of Odo? Odo the Azik Momoi. How do I know it's Odo the Azik Momoi, not Odo the Azik Odo? Because boy is Dafka boy the Azik Momoi. Because boy is not liable for things that happen to the Odom. Like he says, Nafal Shoy, Hamoy Shoy, Beloy. Odom, Hamoy, Velikadim, so you see.
Adam gets injured.
Oh, so the big answer on this Rashi is that Odom, according to Boy, is Chayev for injury. Chayev for injury. So how do you know that Boy is referring to? How do you know that boy is referring to mommy and not Adam? Maybe it's also referring to Adam, and you're chayim for Adam with boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you have Isaac Shaykh and Adam come over located, what's the answer? Yeah, that guy should ask. And the answer is.
Ish.
No, that's not the answer. The answer is. Now, what boy is the Torah speaking about? A boy of 10 or a boy of 9? A boy of 10. If a boy of 10, it's a boy that causes a death. And on that, is not applicable.
Even though an Adam is injured and doesn't die in a boy of 10.
Yeah, but the Pasuk, the Pasuk speaking a boy of Misa, that's why it's talking about a boy of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Since the Pasuk speaking about a boy of Misa, on that, Misa is only applicable by Shari falls into a boy and not Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So it's true, there is a boy that you're going to be chayim for when zaken, a boy that's caused the only injury, which is called a boy of 9. But the Mishnah is talking about the obois, and the obois
so
are those written in the Torah. Those written in the Torah, those written in the Torah is a boy of Yud. A boy of Yud is written in the Torah.
So that would mean then that it's supposed to fall, that it's all that then.
So what's wrong if it is? Or are you just telling me a statement?
I'm just making a statement.
Oh, let's have that.
Okay, there's a, okay.
We said it. 9 is also now.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's the reading of Rishash 1 second.
Hold
on. Rishash asked that question. Rishash asked the question which she originally asked, that boy is also chai for Adam if it's injured. So the answer I gave was that because the Pasuk of Boy is talking about a Boy of 10. And a Boy of 10 is Misa. So, correct. I'm sure I said a statement, which obviously was
it's
wrong.
Really
it's
really
a question. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
But Ruben read it as a question that we learned in the Gemara. You have to remember these Gemaras. We learned in the Gemara that Gimel Amud Aleph. That boy of test is also an av.
Oh,
right. Even av, you told the test. No test, see me, you see me. Oh, like cash, if I meet you, no, I'm not one of the Kimel Amud Aleph, you don't the Misa test, he's okay, all the Misa Loyal. Save the av, Misa Zav, and he's okay. So to answer this question, you need to look at the Rashi there on the Gimel Amud Aleph. There's two Mahatma in Rashi. And the Pshat we just have said fits in very well with the first Pshat. First Pshat Rashi was saying, really, the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about Misa. Just, we can learn from that Pasuk, who are then Nizokim. So it'll still be called an Av, because you can learn out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about Misa. So then we can answer that. The Mavel of the Mishnah is talking about Bo, the Torah. The Pasuk is speaking about Misa. That's what the Pasuk is speaking about. And therefore, that's the boy. The boy is talking about Misa. Therefore, Mavi is also talking about, must be, just like the apostle, boy is talking about Misa and then Adam's excluded. So Mavi must also be talking about something not referring to Adam, but rather referring to Mammon. They got that. Okay, so let's sum up, and we've gone over time. Let's sum up the last point of the questions that were posed. Very good questions. But, the Gemara said that we're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about Adam the Azik Momu. And the Mishnah is talking about Adam the Azik Adam. So the question was, have you seen the Mishnah that Adam the Azik Momu? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about Adam the Azik Adam. Dumya the boy, says Rashi. Boy is not a boy that Azik Momu. Because the boy that killed the Adam is no liability. So it must be talking about Momu. Boy that Azik Momu. So if so, Mavi, which is next to me, is talking about an Adam the Azik Momer. Great, I'm sure. Although boy is also chay for damages to Adam, Kasha Adam Rishash. So how do you know that the Mavi is talking about Dafka to Momer? Just like boy could be referring to Adam, so to Mavi should be referring to Adam. To which I answered, no. Av of the Torah is talking about a boy of Yud. And since the Mishnah is listing things of Ovois, so the Mave, the boy is talking about Bo Yud. And the Bo Yud is potter for Adam. It's only Chay for Shoy, not Chay for Adam. And if so, Mave is also talking about only Adam the Azik Momin and not Adam the Azik Adam. To which Rabbi Reuven, I'll call it Reuven because he actually asked the question, said the Gemara said that the boy of Tess is also an Av, it's not the Torah. Which I'm answering you, have a look at the Rashis and on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and according to the first Malach Rashi, what we just said, it's in good. Okay.
What about Caleb?
What about Caleb?
We're saying Bo.
Bo is part of the